Buckle up, everyone. We're diving into the future today.
Diving right in.
Yeah, we're talking about the Game Changers 2025 report by CB Insights. They've analyzed, like, everything, investments, patents, you name it.
Yeah, the whole nine yards. They're trying to figure out really what technologies are going to, like, reshape our world in the next few years.
And let me tell you, some of these are straight out of science fiction. AI predicting the weather, like, scarily accurate.
Oh yeah, like knowing exactly when that random rain shower is going to hit. No more getting caught off guard.
Right. Or how about drilling, like super deep into the earth. Clean energy galore.
Tapping into that geothermal heat, it's amazing. And we're not just talking about energy. This report covers everything.
Yeah. Brain-computer interfaces, quantum computers, even a world without GPS. It's wild.
It really makes you think, like, what's next? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got to break down each of these game changers, right?
Absolutely. So let's start with something that affects everyone, every single day. The weather.
Okay, yeah. Always a hot topic.
It's more than that. The report calls extreme weather the number one global risk.
Really? Number one?
Number one. It's costing the world trillions. Think about it. Supply chains, agriculture, everything relies on predictable weather.
And it's only getting more unpredictable, right? Climate change and all that.
Exactly. But there's hope. The report says that AI is about to revolutionize weather forecasting.
Like those AI weather apps, but on a whole new level.
Way beyond. Companies like NVIDIA and Google are building AI models that are so much faster and more accurate than anything we've had before.
Hold on. Are we talking about, like, knowing if it's going to rain on my block that accurate?
Even more specific. Think about insurance companies, farmers, even energy grids, all using AI to make critical decisions.
Wow. So we're talking about, like, preventing billions in damages from natural disasters.
Potentially. It's like having a crystal ball, but powered by algorithms.
Sign me up. But let's move on from the wild world of weather. Things are about to get even more interesting as we go deeper.
Literally deeper. Get ready for ultra deep drilling. We're talking Jules Verne levels of deep.
Oh, you mean tapping into the Earth's internal heat. Geothermal energy.
That's it. Clean, renewable energy right there beneath our feet.
It's always been the dream, right? But drilling that deep, it's crazy expensive and dangerous.
Exactly. Traditional methods just can't handle it. That's why these new technologies are so game-changing. Think, like, melting or vaporizing rock with lasers and plasma.
Wait, lasers? Plasma? Are you serious? That sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? But it's real. And big companies are taking notice. Even Google's getting in on the action. They partnered with a geothermal company to power one of their data centers.
Wow, if Google's investing in it, you know it's got to be legit. It sounds like geothermal might finally be having its moment.
Talk about a game changer. Moving from, like, the depths of the earth to the cutting edge of AI, this report dives deep into AI agents. Remember last year when everyone was buzzing about AI copilots?
Yeah, those were pretty cool. Helped you write emails and stuff.
This is like copilots on steroids. We're talking AI agents that can handle, like, crazy complex tasks, stuff we never thought computers could do.
Hold on, so we're talking about more than just, like, scheduling meetings and booking flights?
Way more. The report found over 300 startups already working on AI agents.
300? Seriously, what are these things capable of?
Think about it like this. A copilot assists. An agent acts. An agent can manage your entire inbox, prioritize your to-do list, even draft responses for you.
So it's like having a personal assistant, but it's AI.
Exactly. But even more mind-blowing is the idea of multi-agent systems. Like a team of specialized AI agents working together.
Okay, now you're blowing my mind. So what does that even look like in the real world? Give me an example.
Imagine a team of AI experts, each with its own specialty, coming together to solve a complex problem. It's like having a dream team of consultants at your fingertips.
But what about jobs? If AI can do all that, what happens to us?
That's the big question, right? Yeah. But the report suggests that instead of replacing jobs, these agents will change how we work. Freeing us up for more creative and strategic tasks.
So less busy work, more big picture thinking. I could get on board with that.
Me too. Okay, from the future of work to the final frontier, let's talk about space. This report blew my mind when it mentioned advanced nuclear propulsion.
Nuclear, like spaceships powered by, you know, nuclear reactors. That sounds kind of risky, doesn't it?
It does, but it's also incredibly promising. We're talking about traveling to Mars and beyond in a fraction of the time.
Wait, are we talking about those massive rockets they use now, but with nuclear engines?
Think even more advanced. Technologies like nuclear thermal propulsion, or NTP, it makes chemical rockets look like toys.
Okay, but is this for real or
Well,
is this still sci-fi territory?
it's getting real. DARPA and NASA are teaming up with Lockheed Martin, you know, the guys who build fighter jets. They're aiming for a test launch by 2027.
2027, that's like right around the corner, but hold on, even if that works, it's still just getting us to Mars, right? What about like the really distant stars?
The report actually touches on that too. Fusion propulsion. Harnessing the power of nuclear fusion.
Fusion, like the power of the sun, that's insane.
It sounds crazy, but it's attracting serious investment. We're talking about Lockheed Martin again. Even Airbus is throwing their hat in the ring.
It's like something out of Star Trek. But for now, let's bring things back down to Earth, literally. The report also dives into biocomputing.
Biocomputing. Is that like computers made of, like living stuff?
Kind of. It's about combining biological components like neurons with traditional silicon chips, taking inspiration from the most powerful computer we know, the human brain.
Ah, the good old human brain. Still way ahead of any computer we've built.
Exactly. The brain uses a fraction of the energy of even the most powerful supercomputers. Biocomputing is about bridging that efficiency gap.
So instead of trying to completely replace silicon, we're talking about a hybrid approach, merging the best of both worlds.
Exactly. It's about harnessing the unique processing power of biology.
Okay, so less cyborg, more synergy, but is anyone actually making progress in this field? It all sounds very, I don't know, experimental.
It's early days for sure, but there are companies pushing the boundaries. Cortical Labs, for example, has already built a biocomputer with real human brain cells.
Hold on, human brain cells, like in a lab.
They're called organoids, essentially lab-grown clusters of neurons, and this biocomputer can actually learn and process information.
That's wild. So what can we do with these biocomputers? What are the possibilities here?
Imagine more powerful, more energy-efficient computers for everything from scientific research and drug discovery to solving complex problems like climate change.
It sounds incredibly promising, but also a bit, I don't know, unsettling. Like we're blurring the lines between biology and technology in a whole new way.
You're hitting on something important. Ethical considerations are going to be crucial as this technology advances.
Definitely something to keep a close eye on. Now, sticking with the brain, the report also talks about something called brain manipulation technology. That sounds a little ominous, doesn't it?
It does sound a bit intense, but we're not talking about mind control yet. This section is all about brain-computer interfaces, BCIs for short.
Oh, right, BCIs. I've heard about those. Like connecting your brain directly to a computer.
Exactly. Imagine controlling a computer, a prosthetic limb, even a wheelchair, just with your thoughts.
It sounds like science fiction, but I know there are companies already working on this.
Oh yeah, it's happening. Companies like Synchron are already doing human trials, especially for folks with severe paralysis.
That's amazing, giving people the ability to move and communicate again. It's incredible.
It really is groundbreaking. And it's not just about restoring lost functions. The report also talks about using AI to personalize deep brain stimulation.
Deep brain stimulations. I like those brain case makers I've heard about.
Exactly. It's used to treat things like Parkinson's disease and epilepsy. AI is helping to make those treatments even more effective.
It's incredible how AI is touching so many different fields. It's like the ultimate tool for innovation.
It really is. And the potential applications for BCIs go even further. The report suggests they could eventually help treat depression, anxiety, maybe even Alzheimer's disease.
Wow, that would be revolutionary. But as with anything this powerful, we need to be cautious. Messing with the human brain is serious business.
Couldn't agree more. Ethical considerations are paramount when it comes to any technology that interacts with our brains.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about a field where even a tiny technological edge can mean billions of dollars. Finance. Quantum computing is all the rage these days.
Quantum computing, isn't that the thing that's always like 5 years away from changing everything?
Right. It's been the next big thing for a while now. But this report argues that quantum computers are getting real, especially in finance.
Really, I get that they're powerful, but what makes them so well suited for finance?
Think about the kind of problems Wall Street deals with: complex calculations, risk analysis, predicting market movements. Quantum computers can crunch those numbers like nothing else.
So, are we talking about like quantum-powered trading algorithms, like making trades in milliseconds?
We're not quite there yet, but big financial players are taking it seriously. JP Morgan Chase just poured $300 million into a quantum computing company.
Wow, $300 million. They're not messing around.
Nope, and they're not alone. HSBC, Citigroup, even Moody's, they're all partnering with quantum startups.
It sounds like a quantum arms race on Wall Street. Whoever cracks this first could have a huge advantage.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Speaking of things to keep an eye on, let's talk about a topic that affects us all, aging. The report dives deep into cellular and epigenetic reprogramming.
Wait, are we talking about, like, reversing aging? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, but it's becoming more science fact every day. The report starts by pointing out something kind of crazy. There are now more people over 64 than under 5.
Wow, really? I knew people were living longer, but that's still a pretty wild statistic.
Right, and that's driving a huge amount of interest in longevity research. Cellular and epigenetic reprogramming are at the forefront of that.
Okay, but what is it exactly? Break it down for me. How do you actually reprogram a cell?
Think of it like this. Your DNA is like the hardware, and your epigenome is the software. Epigenetics is about changing how your genes are expressed without changing the underlying DNA.
So it's like instead of getting a hardware upgrade, you're optimizing the software.
Exactly. As we age, our epigenomes change, and that contributes to aging and age-related diseases.
So epigenetic reprogramming is like hitting the reset button on those changes.
Pretty much. It's about restoring our cells to a more youthful state. And there are companies already making serious progress. TurnBio, for example, just inked a $300 million deal to develop epigenetic therapies.
Another $300 million deal. These longevity companies are raking it in. But this stuff is pretty intense. Are there any risks we should be thinking about?
Definitely. We're talking about potentially altering the very fabric of life. Ethical discussions need to be happening alongside the scientific breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Just because we can do something doesn't always mean we should. It's a delicate balance.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about something that underpins our hyper-connected world, GPS.
GPS. What's so game-changing about that? I use it every day to get around.
It is something we take for granted, right? But what happens if it goes down? What if the signal is jammed or spoofed?
Oh, right. I've heard about that. Like hackers taking control of GPS signals.
It's a real threat. And it's not just hackers. Things like solar flares can disrupt GPS too. That's why this report highlights the need for GPS-less navigation systems.
GPS-less. So how do you find your way if you don't have GPS? Do we all need to go back to using paper maps?
Not quite. The report talks about several alternatives. First, there are space-based alternatives, like new constellations of low Earth orbit satellites.
So like GPS, but with different satellites.
Exactly. Then there are what they call non-radio frequency methods. These are pretty wild.
Hmm.
Think magnetic-based systems that use the Earth's magnetic field for navigation.
Like a high-tech compass. I kind of love that.
Right. And there are inertial navigation systems that use sensors to track motion. Kind of like how your phone knows which way you're holding it.
So no need for any external signals with those systems.
Exactly. And then there's multi-sensor fusion, which combines data from multiple sources, inertial sensors, cameras, even celestial navigation.
So it's about having backups upon backups, right? Just in case one system fails.
Exactly. And there are a bunch of companies working on this. Companies like Mesa Quantum, which is using quantum technology for navigation, and Satelles, which was just bought by Iridium, the satellite phone company.
Wow, so even something as fundamental as navigation is being disrupted. It makes you wonder what else we might be taking for granted that's ripe for innovation.
That's what I love about this report. It really gets you thinking about the future in a whole new way. It really feels like we've only scratched the surface of these game-changing technologies. After diving into this report, what's sticking with you? What's got you the most intrigued, concerned, or maybe even a little terrified?
Honestly, it's hard to pick just one thing. I mean, the sheer speed of progress across all these fields is mind-blowing. It's not just theory anymore. We're talking about real companies, real investments, and real products hitting the market. It's incredible.
It really is. And it makes you think about the ripple effects these changes will have on our lives. Take AI agents, for example. On the one hand, it's exciting to think about all the ways they can make our lives easier and more efficient. But on the other hand...
Yeah, there are definitely some big questions about jobs and the future of work. If AI can do so much, what does that mean for all of us?
Exactly. And those questions get even bigger and more complex when we start talking about things like brain-computer interfaces and cellular reprogramming. We're talking about potentially altering what it means to be human.
No kidding. And those are conversations we need to be having right now. It's not enough to just invent these technologies. We need to think carefully about how we use them and what kind of future we want to create with them.
You're so right. It's like we're holding the keys to incredible possibilities, but also potentially opening Pandora's box.
Exactly. We can't just sit back and let technology dictate the future. It's up to all of us to engage in these conversations, ask tough questions, and make sure we're steering these advancements in a direction that benefits everyone.
Beautifully said. And that's a perfect note to end on. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this incredible journey into the future.
It's been a wild ride.
If you want to learn more about these game-changing technologies, be sure to check out the show notes for links to the full CB Insights report, along with more information about the companies and research we discussed.
And keep those imaginations running.
Absolutely. The future is full of possibilities, and it's up to all of us to shape it. Until next time, stay curious.